Blog Talk Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the measuring stick. Let's go hook him up!
Edward, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. And we have our other co-host on the line. What's going on, Couture?
Not too much.
Cool. Are you still getting rained on?
Yes. It's like been raining for 2 weeks, I think, or a month. That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it's like some biblical shit's going down here in Texas. Luckily, right now, I'm looking outside and the skies are blue, but it did rain again this morning and last night.
I don't know why this just started. I guess this is the first time in years the rain has been this bad, but my phone goes off, like those warnings on the Weather Channel or on the TV when they break in with a weather update or something. Starts making that noise. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was my phone was going crazy Saturday.
Here's the shit out of it.
I was getting tornado warnings and flash flood warnings, and it was funny because me and my buddy were watching the UFC, so it was like our phones were going off almost simultaneously. Like first his will go off like a split second, and then mine will go off, and then mine will go off, his will go off, and those fucking things are loud.
I know. The sirens that have been going off when it's really been raining, like in town, are not that loud, I don't think. Jesus.
And then it's like every night when I'm doing the paper route, I got a fucking, like a zigzag because there's fucking tree branches everywhere. Like I actually forgot I had to go down this one last block before I turned to go down the next street over. But there was a big ass tree just fucking boom right down the middle. So I turned around and I forgot to go back and get the next one I had to get. And but it's been kind of crazy. Like I say, it's blue skies now, but hopefully this should go. What's funny is we've been in a drought for, like, I couldn't even tell you how many fucking years in a row, probably like 20 plus. And I was reading where, like, pretty much every reservoir is over 100% full. So hopefully we don't have to deal with no water restrictions like normal.
My dad, when the storm's been real bad, like when those alarms are going off in town, my dad had called me and tell me to get in the closet or the bathroom. I said, I ain't getting in the closet or the bathroom. Tornado can take me for all I care. I'm trying to sleep. Care.
Right. I'm sure Craig's like, water restrictions. What the hell is that about?
I've been lucky so far in 40 years that no tornadoes have hit me, so I'm going to keep it up. I don't think nothing's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, luckily you don't live in the trailer.
Huh? Do what?
Go ahead, Ed.
Say what?
No, I was about to say, What were you saying, Craig?
Somebody living in a trailer. I don't live in a trailer.
I said, luckily you don't live in a trailer or else the tornado would have came and got you already. What were you trying to say, Craig?
Oh, I was just saying that on the flip side, here in Washington State, where it quote-unquote rains all the time, it's about 83 degrees out right now, and I spent about an hour just on the back deck, just soaking up some sun. It was glorious today.
I actually like the rain when it rains a lot. I actually sleep better for some reason. Don't sleep better when it rains, I think.
Well, I fucking hate when it rains because they make me fucking double bag my newspapers and then I get wet too and my car gets wet. Fucking sucks. Rather be in a drought than this fucking monsoon. But I'm sure everyone did not tune in to listen to us talk about the weather. Last week when we did the show, there was a big story going on, and apparently the big story continues, and it's even gotten more complicated and more, I don't know what to say, you know, Meltzer and Corrigan are still going at it on Twitter, and Meltzer and all the TNA fans are still going at it, and now ROH is involved, and it's just, the lunacy of this past 2 weeks has been incredible, and now even Brian's fighting with Bob Ryder on Twitter, and, you know.
Oh, is that right?
It's just.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, because yesterday, they're doing a little damage control, and they're trying to make it look like they're still, like, steady or whatever. So they announced that they re-signed three talents, or I think, three. I don't even remember who the third was. But I know, like, one was Robbie E., and the other was Bram. But this is actually the third or fourth time that they've announced signing Bram within the past, 6 months? So it's like every 3 months he has to sign a new multi-year contract, and it's like Bram is like he has like the mutant power of the multiple man from the X-Men, and there's like multiple Brams, so he gets to get paid multiple times or something. But Brian kind of brought that up, and Bob Ryder's like, well, what don't you understand? And he kind of just started going off on Brian for being a dumb shit. But
hey, man, these contracts have been rolling over, haven't they?
Yeah.
Some of these, which they never announce when the contract rolls over and all things. But they're announcing these quote-unquote signings.
I think they announced that they re-signed Davey and Eddie, but their contracts had rolled over like at the beginning of the year, so it's not like, it's just like they're throwing it out. They're like, oh, we signed
like
these guys.
Good. Yeah, to make it sound like everything's going well or something.
Yeah. But yeah, it's
all I know is that all you have to do is look at the fact that nobody has said anything about the show not being canceled. Not one person. Am I wrong? Nobody said anything.
Destination hasn't said anything. Not that they really have to, because you know they really
but,
don't.
But they would if it was wrong. You would think, wouldn't you?
Especially now with all the commotion going on, and you know, it's not like TNA said anything, and
TNA said was something about slander or something like that. But they didn't make it clear what it was said or anything. I mean, it was just like this veiled threat of nothing.
Yeah. And then didn't Dave like post the memo that started this whole thing?
I was in the Observer this week. Let me find it, and I'll read it.
Yeah. But
it just seems like they're doing a lot of. It seems like they're doing a lot of damage control, but at the same time, that they're doing that, they're on the defense a lot with writers and, well, everybody, to be honest, even their own fans. And I don't really understand. If everything's on the up and up and everything's cool, why are they so defensive and just never mind the trolls, like, you know, business as usual?
Yeah, they're like, their damage control is actually, to me, in the long run, just going to make things worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, really make them look stupid if, like, let's say come September, they're off fucking Destination America with nowhere to go, you know? One of my favorite parts of this whole thing, we were talking about the feud between Meltzer and Corrigan, but it's right after the Destination America announced ROH being put on the channel, they had a conference call with Dixie and I guess everybody that works for TNA, especially the talent, and no real answers were given. The main thing was Billy Corgan apparently cut a promo on Dave Meltzer to the talent, which is I've been wanting to like email Mia and ask her if she was on the call when he cut the promo, but then, you know, it's such a touchy situation. I don't want to upset her or piss her off, you know, trying to get something funny out of her possibly losing her job.
I heard by the time the call ended, that a lot of talent already hung up the phone.
Yeah, I bet a lot of them did, you know. But, yeah, that's just that's crazy. And then, you know, they were on the phone for like over an hour and then didn't get no answers. It's just crazy.
I have this this memo from the Observer if you want me to read it here real quick.
All right, go ahead.
This is the memo apparently that Dave got a hold of them canceling Impact in September. Said Destination America is not renewing TNA Wrestling next year. While the ratings are strong, the audience was not large enough to justify the program investment. We plan to honor the current contract and continue to air original episodes of TNA Wrestling on Friday nights. So this was obviously before the change to Wednesday. It was the end of the third quarter of 2015. When the upfront rate card is released, the Friday night anthology title would now be called American Tales, which will be a combination of paranormal and Americana programming. I hope this is good news given all the advertisers that included TNA on their DNA list, which is a do not advertise list.
Wow.
They made the list.
Right now that he's got that like posted, it's like how can people still say that he's fucking lying or whatever? I mean,
he just wrote it like the morning the Observer come out. That's what happened.
Right. He photoshopped everything.
Go to my Facebook page and look at the picture I posted of the fan convention for TNA this year. A bunch of people were hit in the sand.
Tremendous.
I swiped from somebody on the board, so thanks. Thank you, whoever put that up originally.
what really kept this in the news is just be like all of the sudden they just announced that ROH, which is already on Sinclair Broadcasting, is going to be put on Destination America, and then.
Yeah,
it's pretty much a lead-in. I think it's going to be ROH Impact, ROH Impact. So it's like the whole night, 6 hours, is going to be nothing but wrestling. And basically, it kind of reminds me of ECW and Spike TV, or TNN, whatever it was back when they were on there, because it was kind of like a test run. And they had ECW for a little bit, and then they're like, okay, I think we can make WWE work, so they got WWE. Now it's like, okay, we got Impact, but now we got this other wrestling that's a lot cheaper for us to do. So it's kind of like, you know, TNA is the ECW of this whole thing. And
this isn't like a new show. This is basically just their syndicated show, you know, that's on all the Sinclair Station.
Yep.
It'd be like if they picked up like back in the day, like WWF Superstars that was syndicated on all the networks and stuff like that, you know. So it's not like it's an exclusive show. I'm surprised that TNA didn't find some kind of exclusivity deal, you know.
Yeah.
Seems like most I know WWE has all that kind of stuff, so.
But TNA probably didn't even think about something like that.
Yeah.
They're probably thinking, we're lucky to be on there. They're not going to get no other wrestling.
And it's only a 26-week commitment, so the tails are kind of iffy on wrestling as it is. So they're trying something different. I don't know.
And the thing is, you know, I mean, you know, with all the buzz that all this has kind of caused on social media, and then let's say they both do, like, the ratings go up a little bit, and they're doing good ratings, they might be able to sell, you know, sell it all and give the give their advertisers, like, a good deal on a block, and maybe they will start actually starting to spend some money on getting advertising, and maybe this will work out for both of them, and they'll both be on, but I think it's 50-50 that maybe one of them will still be on, but it's still, I think it's still kind of a long shot. We'll just have to kind of wait and see what happens, but yeah, it's weird, but if I had it, it would actually be a fun night to get to be able to watch all the wrestling I could handle on that night.
But we get the ROH, I think the ROH show just started airing like here in Dallas, but I only plug my DVR in like once a week now. And this summer, all shows are off TV to watch Raw, and ain't watching the Hulu version. I got to sit through the same fucking commercials all the time. So,
yeah, I think it'd be a good thing for. So ROH is going to be airing first, then 2 hours of Impact for 2 hours. And then another hour of ROH, which is just a rerun of the first show. So you would think that...
And then TNA.
Oh, okay. So they're rerunning both.
The show. Yeah.
Okay. So you would think...
Well, TNA is doing a Friday night replay, I believe. I don't think it's right after the second Ring of Honor show. They're still doing a Friday night replay. From midnight to 2 a.m. is when they're replaying the TNA show.
So you would think if ROH had a different audience than Impact did, that you would want to start something off really hot at the beginning of Impact to keep an ROH fan interested. With that said, ROH would probably be well advised to do the same thing for their second replay after Impact.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think they could almost attract the same kind of audience, but for whatever reason, a true ROH fan, I don't think really likes Impact too much. So you got to give those people a reason to stick around after the hour.
Yeah.
I know nobody watches TV live.
It's more of a smart fan audience, kind of like us. We'd watch ROH, I think, mm-hmm. anything else. They probably hears all the time what any TNA is and knows all the stories.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because TNA has such a negative connotation, you know, when you hear the name and stuff like that. It's like WCW at the end and said, ugh, it's this shit, you know?
It's true. Very true. It's a shame, too, because deep down inside, I really hope that both companies actually succeed,
mm-hmm.
because I honestly think that competition is the best thing for the wrestling business because it keeps everybody honest. And WWE has been running in place for the last couple years, really. And, you know, I mean, they step it up for big shows, but a lot of times they're just going through the motions. And if there was some real good competition like there was back, you know, 96, 97.
Yeah, it's really been like that since WCW went under. Think about it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they haven't had anybody. I mean, TNA has never been any competition for them. I mean, they proved that on Monday night when they whooped them so bad they had to do the crawl of shame back to Thursdays, you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that wasn't the smartest idea.
Now the only thing WWE worries about is, like,
Like, are they going up against, like, a NBA game or something like that, you know, in the fall of Monday Night Football? That's their competition to them, so.
True. With you, we're talking about how there's 6 hours of wrestling on Destination America. There's actually 8 hours total wrestling that night because you got to throw in Lucha Underground and NXT. It's mm-hmm. like, the fuck did Wednesday become such a big night for wrestling?
I'm just hoping that this doesn't ruin the deal Joe has with NXT and WWE. So, because I think I'd rather see him in NXT at the present time. So, you know.
I think ROH already pulled them from being on TV without them even waiting to find out if they could or not, just because they don't want to piss off WWE. So I don't think it'll affect them too much. I mean, as long as they do that. Now,
according to the news today, it looks like Kevin Owens is going to be like on the main roster pretty soon. Because he's
just that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe might actually get. I wouldn't doubt if they actually signed Joe to an exclusive contract pretty soon, because if Owens is going up, supposedly Brian was saying earlier that they have plans for Balor to go up, and then you have Sami and Otami going to be out for a while. So, you know, if without Owens, basically without those guys, basically your top guy is Tyler Breeze. So
yeah,
you kind of see him maybe if they want to keep, you know, NXT hot like the way it's been, because it's you know, the main guys have been is what made the main guys are what's made NXT hot. You know what I mean? They need to keep that up, so I can see him signing Joe. And you know, if they don't sign Aries, I could see them going after Aries. You know what I mean? Or going after a lot of these indie guys that are established and that they know.
There's been kind of talk of AJ Styles here the last few days that I've heard.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's not really big enough for WWE, but they should think about signing Roderick. It's like he's not exclusive. He can work wherever. I mean, he can do ROH pay-per-view and then go and do Evolve pay-per-view the next night if he wants. So, you know, he's got nothing holding him back. He's actually got a really – he's actually got like the Samoa Joe contract of the indie world, basically. But –
I didn't realize that Bram was in the Ascension originally. Did you know that?
Isn't he married to Charlotte or dating Charlotte?
Yeah. And remember, I think he got fired because he's someone with the police and some kind of legal problem. I don't know what's being worse, being in TNA or being in the Ascension. It's hard to choose.
Well, Craig, you got any more thoughts on this whole TNA versus Meltzer versus just social media?
I have a lot of thoughts, but just trying to put them out there somewhat intelligently. I really kind of, so stupid about it. Yeah, exactly. Some people are just, they just open their mouth and just, you know, whatever.
Well, according to TNA fans, this is an invasion angle now with ROH.
Oh, jeez.
I was listening to the Jim Cornette Experience on MLW this week. It had Dave on this week. This is when the Destination America ROH thing broke, and they were talking about it. I didn't realize it. Apparently, in the last year or so, Russo had contacted Joe Koff from ROH.
Okay.
About coming in there, like for the creative side. And I think it was no, thank you. Talk about your fan base going to turn on you. You bring him to ROH. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't think they're that stupid. I'm sure they told him to go fuck himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he's real good about not hiding his feelings. So.
Speaking of which, I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to on the WWN channel on Roku. just purchased the WCW 1989 timeline with Jim Cornette. It's 3 hours of him going through 1989 WCW from January to December.
Sounds
good. Looking
forward
to watching. Yeah. I watched that, and before that I had watched the Breaking Kayfabe with Jim Cornette.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 3 hours of him going through the whole ROH debacle when he left.
Mm-hmm.
His whole run there, that was pretty good too. So.
Do you have to buy those like a pay-per-view, or they just come with the channel if you have it?
No, you got to buy them, but when you buy them, they're on there. You can watch them whenever you want. So,
okay.
Basically, you download the channel to your box, and then they have quote unquote I pay-per-views on there, and
mm-hmm.
you go that way with it.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's just like watching it instead of watching the VOD on your laptop, you watch it on your TV.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
The only thing is when you like buy something, hey, you got to go to the website like on your computer. I mean, I just use my Kindle. You can't do it like right from the Roku. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd be a pain in the butt doing it on your remote anyway.
Yeah.
So
you know. Both of you guys got a Roku. We should next Shine, we should all order it and just do live play-by-play of the next Shine show.
Just because I have it, don't mean I don't want to watch it.
That's very true.
Yeah, but it'd be part of the show. It'd be for the fans, the listeners.
Mm. Well, you do good reports when you're doing these live things. I don't want to break up any of your insightful commentary because you know how I am.
Yeah, there's no reason to steal anybody's thunder.
I'm only trying to help you, Ed. I'm only trying to be fair to you. You get more airtime.
Right.
So I
don't
want to steal any of your fans.
So it's very kind of you, Couture. I feel the same.
Mighty white of me.
Sorry, Rob.
Did you hear where Meltzer was talking about, he kind of was echoing your thoughts on Billy Corgan on one of the shows about how people in the music industry had contacted him?
Oh, yeah.
Why is he so dislike? I don't know.
I'll do this again.
I was one just... picture of him with a little dog, and it made me hate him.
He's a whiner. He's a wuss. Anyway.
He's emo?
He's always been that way, yeah. He was emo before emo was cool.
Emo
you know?
Was cool?
He's, well, for some people, not this guy. But, he's always just kind of been a punk, you know? Anybody gets successful, he's the first one to rally the troops against him. And like I said last week, he don't have one original member in his band. None. He's
the good night. The original band, wasn't there like two chicks in the original band?
There was Darcy, she was a bass player. But she's been long gone. And then he got another girl who was a bass player, the same girl that was in A Perfect Circle. And I can't remember her name to save my life right now, but she's gone. And,
Is it personality things, or they just didn't like working with him or something? Okay.
He's full-on control freak jerk. So, anyway. But... it's like I said, I don't know why. If Brian runs a business with Dave, and when Brian and Dave on Twitter get a little hate, very seldom do they address the hate that, or the trolling that they're getting. But TNA has been on such the defensive as of late, it's really weird. Not to mention, if you have all your employees together for a conference call, and your employees ask you questions about, well, what does this all mean? why did they pick up ROH? Are we actually getting canceled? And then you blame somebody else?
And nobody has said one word. You would think that somebody, even if it was anonymously from the roster, if they knew, would say something.
Exactly. And it's the most telling thing to me is as soon as they announced the deal, Davey Richards got on his Twitter and instead of poo-pooing anything or blaming anybody, he says, hey, congratulations to ROH. You guys deserve this. And
yeah, he may need to play
and Davey Richards. Davey Richards, who I'll tell you right now, is a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Full on. As long as I've known the man. Jerk. And I don't know, that's so very telling to me. And maybe he's just positioning to get his job back.
MVP putting out, MVP putting out his booking information for anybody who
wants
the booking.
Oh, yeah. I would, too. Please take me back. ROH with our TV spot. And the funniest thing is...
I could kind of see Hunter maybe like biting the bullet and calling Davey and Eddie back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can
you know
see
what
that.
I mean? They need some like they need to keep high level workers on that card because that's what got you know like I say that's why NXT is over right now is because the main event they're such high level and they need to keep that up so maybe. You know, maybe we could see that, or I don't know. I mean, I guess Davey could go back to ROH. He went back to Evolve after him and Gabe had a pretty big falling out. So it's not like he's not unable to mend fences, even though he, you know, likes to burn bridges. We could see that. I wanted to, before I forget, going back to Twitter, did you guys see one of the most incredible team-ups I've ever seen on Twitter. It totally blew my mind. But Robert and Meltzer were teaming up on Twitter. and it was, I just couldn't believe it. They've actually told someone that they need to apologize to Robert for you know, what it was. But that's what he said. You need to apologize to Robert. I was like, what the fuck? So, unlikely alliances have been formed throughout all the chaos that is going on.
One of them turn on the other before long, I predicted.
Yeah, I'm also thinking about, like, you know, we got this banquet and this dinner coming up in about 6 weeks, and I'm thinking about, you know, giving Dave his own table and selling the 9 chairs to, like, disgruntled TNA fans and be like, for $500, you can have dinner and debate a friendly debate with Dave Meltzer over dinner, or if they just don't want to do that and they just want to ask one
TNA
question at the Q&A,
$100.
Okay. I'll fucking make a fortune, dude.
TNA fans don't pay that money. They give them mama's purse or something.
And I'm not going to give Brian none of it.
He's doing all right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Brian, I was chatting with his significant other on Facebook yesterday, and
okay.
I was like, so what's your all like kind of like you know what's your schedule for Vegas? And she's like, he hasn't bought tickets yet. We're going, you know. She's like, we're going to Alaska. Like, I don't even know, like way further down the road. She's like, I already got my tickets. I already got everything settled. So I'm just gonna wait and just see what happens. I have no idea. It's like he prides himself on being cheap. But he's not very good at it because he would save money if he'd actually book his flight and hotel on time instead of, like, waiting until a month and a half to book a flight to Vegas. You know what I mean? That shit goes up the closer you get. So it's like, he's stupid. But whatever.
Are they going to last for watch some whales or something?
I told Whitney if he doesn't buy her a banquet ticket soon, that I'll buy her the banquet ticket. She can just go as my dinner date. And she didn't seem opposed to this idea.
Well, it was also nice of her.
Have we covered everything? Is there anything that we're missing from this situation that we're just overlooking here?
Well, just a lot of stupidity we probably don't need to mention that I've read. And I'm not even gonna talk about any. This is most teenage fan stuff is so idiotic. I feel stupid even mentioning anything. So I just don't even give you the time of day.
I think we spent a lot of time ragging on TNA. And by the way,
this
what
is
a
fun.
Coup! What a coup for ROH, though. I mean, this is.
Yeah.
I would say it's huge, but I saw what, you know, they already, Destination America did with Impact, so I don't want to, jump up and down and say, you know, ROH has arrived or anything, but they've got TV. I mean, any state you live in now is pretty much capable of seeing ROH because it's on my dish package, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's awesome. And
yeah, they're clearly number two now.
I mean, honestly, we'll have to wait and see how the ratings worked out. I mean, to be honest, it might be a huge bomb on that station. I don't know how it could. You're not going to see, basically, you're not going to be seeing a first-run show in the markets that Sinclair runs in. But, you know, hey, my local station doesn't have it in HD. And
the important thing is they're going to get their money for 26 weeks anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's still positive. I mean, you know, unlike TNA, which I don't think they haven't made money since, what, Angle Joe, as far as, like, the year. I don't think ROH is what you could call successful as far as making money, but don't they actually do make a little bit of a profit now?
As far as I know.
Yeah. So.
I think they started pulling a profit. I think they said in, like, 2009 or something. That's what I heard.
Yeah, I think that was the only time out of all the years they've been there.
And then I was listening on that interview with Cornette and Dave. They're talking about how they chose to leave Spike TV. I don't understand this thing, like, Spike TV didn't do enough for them. Like, you gave them 2-hour show. It gave him a show on Monday night.
They pretty much gave him Hogan and Sting.
Yeah, I mean they gave him they helped him on the road. When you remember when they went on the road, and they put in money for that, and you know, guys like Hogan and Sting, and I mean I don't know what else they can say. They didn't do anything for this company. I mean it's like asinine. Just.
Yeah. Well, I hope somebody wins in this whole thing. I don't care who. Actually, I take that back. I do care who, but I hope everybody ends up with a contract. Hopefully, TNA will step up their game, knowing that they have competition now on the same channel that they're on.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that gives them the kick in the butt that they sorely need.
Apparently they knew nothing about the ROH thing until it was announced.
Oh, I'm sure they were completely blindsided by it. Why would anybody tell them? Seriously, if you were a station, you were selling advertising and everything else, and you're putting basically the same product on, you know, why would you tell anybody? It's your company. Who cares?
Who would you rather advertise on, a show called TNA or a show called Ring of Honor? I mean,
very true.
But I guess we covered pretty much everything. I guess we could do a preview of the internet pay-per-view or the network pay-per-view, not pay-per-view, but the network special of Elimination Chamber, which. I'm excited. I mean, the only thing I'm excited just for the tag match because I know that's going to be good and that's going to make the whole thing worth it. And that should be awesome. But if anyone's got the card, we can run down everything.
Got it right here in front of me, as a matter of fact.
I like that they're doing this. They say they do more of these during the year, you know, just randomly. Throw
absolutely.
Something on the network like this. Because I think it is,
absolutely.
Is a good thing to get people to subscribe. So.
Totally. I thought it funny that in the preview show, The Miz is going to be interviewing Daniel Bryan. I don't know what that means. I don't know what they're building towards. But hopefully it's something good, like somebody's coming back.
I couldn't
think
he's going to do
the,
tough enough.
I don't know if it was the update or where I read it, but I think there's going to be a Raw here in town pretty soon, and they put that Daniel was scheduled to be there. Now, I have just, like, recently, like, today I heard, like, the radio spots, and in the radio spot,
mm-hmm.
they advertise Brian, but, you know, they're going to do that regardless because it's a generic radio spot. But I'm wondering if he actually is scheduled to be here or if someone just heard that commercial and wrote to Dave or Brian or whoever, hey, Daniel
mm-hmm.
Bryan's going to be, you know, on the show. So kind of curious
mm-hmm.
because it's kind of vague. But if he's going to be on the Miz thing, maybe he's coming back pretty soon or – maybe they're just trying to keep his name out there. I mean, they should keep his name out there, and not like, you know, how Brock only appears every once in a while instead of them talking about Brock all the time, which they should. But I guess we'll see on that.
Yeah, we shall see. Hopefully it's, excuse me, like I said, hopefully it's something really good. The first match, of course, these are probably not going to be in order. But this is my pick for the opener. We have the WWE Tag Team Championship being held inside an Elimination Chamber. The participants are the Matadors, mm-hmm. the Ascension, the Lucha Dragons. I'm going to get this, I swear. Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, and Titus O'Neil and Darren Young. Versus the champs, The New Day, in an elimination match in an elimination chamber. And I think this is going to be off the chain and off the charts good.
Have I told you how big of a fan I am of The New Day now? I think they're
awesome. Oh, why wouldn't you be? Why wouldn't you be?
They're so great.
What I hope happens
baby
is...
Faces, they were nothing but... And these clapping heels, these positive heels, I love them. I mean,
mm-hmm.
they're awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome. What I'm hoping is that they bring out the New Day as being one of the teams that has to be inside a chamber, and right when they get ready to close the door, Xavier jumps in there with Kofi and Big E, so like all three of them end up getting locked. I don't know if it's an automatic lock or a chain or lock or whatever, but have all three of them be in there and have them be like maybe the last ones in or the second to last ones in. I think that would be awesome. I really don't want to see the Ascension start the match. Maybe they could be the first ones out of the pod.
I don't want to see the Ascension at all.
Yeah. I'd rather see Mizdow what the hell is
okay.
his name? Hogan and
okay.
Hogan and the second-rate Hogan and Macho Man. I mean, they would be better than the Ascension.
Okay, I take that back. I'd rather Ascension than the Macho Man. Though that's horrible.
Totally.
That is
the worst
horrible,
thing I've seen in forever.
I asked my brother to be taken out of the Hall of Fame. Jesus Christ, it's hideous.
Yeah.
Chris Axel was great as a hoaxer, but Sandow as a Macho Man is horrible.
No good.
Nope. No good at all.
No good.
Well, hopefully you will get a lot of Tyson Cesaro versus Lucha Dragons and Tyson Cesaro versus New Day. And those Matadors, they're all right. And
yeah, I would have rather seen How many pods they got? They got like four pods.
Yeah.
And two people start. I wish they would have just gone with like three teams and they just do like, you know, just three teams of six people and, you know, two people start and have the other four people in the pods. I don't know. I just don't care much for like the primetime players and the Ascension and the Matadors. They just scream like jobbers to me.
Well, you're not wrong. You are not wrong. Okay, moving right along. There's an Intercontinental Championship elimination.
And the New Day retains.
Oh, yeah, totally. And this one, I don't know exactly who's in it because Rusev is said to be hurt. He was seen at an airport in a wheelchair and a cast on his, a walking boot on his leg. So we'll see how that pans out.
Yeah, but well, apparently according to the update today that he may be gone for a few months. So,
oh, and goodness.
It may be why Kevin Owens is going to be taking some of his spot, so
that's okay with me. So
I think they're going to put Wyatt in the chamber to take.
Oh, totally. Totally. Why wouldn't you? But the participants we have so far, until an official decision is made, is Rusev, possibly, Dolph Ziggler, Ryback, King Barrett, Sheamus, and God is my witness, R-Truth.
Like one of
I figured they put Neville or somebody like that in there.
Hey Ed,
supposedly they were going to put him in there, but they don't want to beat him. So they put
they've beaten him already, like a million times.
It's true.
Yeah, they're weird. I like to see him do this big move off the pod.
I would expect either Barrett to walk away with the title, or they might even pull the trigger on Ziggler. Who knows?
I'm kind of thinking Sheamus.
Yeah, he doesn't
need it right now. Sheamus or Wade.
Do what now?
Sheamus or Wade? You say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way, until you see that stupid crown and cape. He looks like an idiot. Jesus. Harley Race looked better in his gear. And he looks stupid, too. Only cool king there ever was the Macho King.
Not even, dude. King Haku was fucking the man.
King Haku was pretty good, too. And King Buffalo, when he would lose his accent when he gets pissed off.
That was tremendous.
Oh, yeah, Booker. Yeah, Booker was the best king, dude. Booker was the best
king. Yeah, completely.
And Queen Charmel. When we got Queen Charmel against Jenna Maresca.
She was so annoying when she would be all, "Oh, hail King Booker," over and over again. It's like, shut up, bitch.
Oh, goodness. Speaking of Adrian Neville, he's going to be wrestling Bo Dallas on this show.
Well, at least it's someone he's familiar with wrestling. I'm sure they could have. No one's going to give a shit because it's fucking Bo Dallas, but it'll be a good little match. It'll pretty much just be a showcase for Neville.
At least he shaved that goatee and that mustache. He looks stupid. Talking about Bo Dallas.
I don't know what to think about this. I think it's going to be fine, but let's hope it gets over quickly and the right man wins and so forth and so on.
And I don't understand why Harper and Rowan aren't in that match.
Which one, a tag match?
Yeah, in the tag match.
Yeah, they would be much better than the Ascension.
Yeah.
And then plus think of all the fucking cool shit, the cool dives Kalisto could do off of the pod and Harper could base for him, you know what I mean? Because if Kalisto goes off the pod and tries to do a high spot with one of the Ascension, someone's going to get killed.
Alrighty here. Oh, yeah, this one. The Divas Champion, Nikki Bella, she's going to be wrestling Paige and Naomi.
Guys, I think it's time for Naomi to win.
Yeah, definitely.
Because Paige is going to be doing the Tough Enough thing, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Next month, so. Don't make sense. Did I miss the Bella's babyface turn? Was that sleep? Was I in a coma?
Well, everybody kind of missed it.
I got kicked off from my
own. Okay, Troy was saying, when did I miss the Bella's babyface turn?
We've talked about this a dozen times.
Have we?
It just happened.
Well, it's so stupid, I keep bringing it up because I don't remember.
Oh, you can't fix stupid, so we'll have to wait till you ask that again next week.
Well, yeah, you're living proof of that, so.
Yeah.
Oh, sick burn. Okay.
Speaking of Divas, the Bellas, well, not like the Bellas were actually in commentary, but didn't Tamina, like, wasn't she considered she's good for her experience a little? One of the worst matches I've ever seen in my fucking life.
I'm pretty sure I was in the bathroom.
It was way up there.
Yeah. I mean, and with Paige of all people, you know what I mean? If she can't have a good match with Paige, I mean, Jesus Christ, I couldn't think about what it would look like if she was in there with, like, Cameron.
Oof. Oof. Goodness. I just had a shiver up my spine.
Even worse than you go back to the NXT match the week before and then see.
Oh, goodness.
What's the thing?
You kidding me? Yeah. It's sad when the quote-unquote developmental, their girls far and away blow anything away on the quote-unquote, you know, head roster. Ridiculous.
When your developmental show is better than your main show.
Yeah, well, that's another story for another time.
Well, half of it is.
I'll give you that.
It was talking, I believe I have read, and I think when Dave was talking about NXT and the Observer this week, they were talking about letting the girls, like, main event one of these specials, NXT specials, which I think they should do.
Absolutely. No reason why they couldn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, when they go back to, like, if they go back to a rematch with Charlotte and Sasha, they should definitely put that, like, as the main event for that one show.
The match that I am most looking forward to, the U.S. champion John Cena will be facing NXT heavyweight champion Kevin Owens.
Yeah, this is I'm looking forward to this more than anything.
It's like, has Vince not been at the Raws, or has he not gone down to NXT? How have they been hiding Kevin Owens from Vince McMahon?
There's no way
he's seen him. There's no goddamn way he's looked at this dude who has to wear a shirt because he's fat. And no matter how awesome he is, wrestling or promo-wise, you know Vince is going to one day... he's going to see him and be like, who the hell is this fat guy and what is he doing here?
I figure Triple H been telling this is Kevin Owens, been showing him tapes of, I don't know, some 6'5" dude on steroids or something. So Vince don't know. It's a surprise when he sees him. I don't know.
I think that's as good as an excuse as any. I mean, I'm sure this is kind of Triple H's baby and at some point, you just got to trust the guy. You know what I mean? So,
wouldn't this be going blind or something?
It's Vince McMahon. He might trust him for a week, but then, you know, he could have this great match and reaction with Cena. And then on the next Monday Raw, he jobs to R-Truth and then to Ziggler. And then
I bet he knows Mojo works for his company now.
That's true.
If he went to NXT, he'd be like, who the hell are all these fat guys?
Yeah.
What the fuck's Rhino doing here? I fired him for throwing a flower pot, for fuck's sake. How can he get back in here?
That's true. That's true.
So I got to take it with a grain of salt, but I heard Bill Dempsey's going to start doing a gimmick where he starts getting blown up and sucking hair within like a minute or two of his matches.
Oh, that's a death nail. Goodness.
At least like a guy like Owens, he wears gear that doesn't make him look too fat.
Yeah. His gear is not
flat, of course.
So what?
If you're talking about Owens, I mean, he's wearing all black. Of course it doesn't look too bad. If he was wearing stripes, though, he'd look humongous.
Did you see the reaction of Kevin Owens' son when he came out against Cena?
That's tremendous.
That's awesome. Have you seen that, Ed?
Yeah.
Yeah. His son didn't know. I guess he didn't know that his dad was coming out to I guess John Cena's his favorite wrestler, so he didn't know who was coming out on that Raw live that one Monday night. So he flipped out.
Okay, so we got one more here, and of course it is the main event. We have Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose for the WWE World Heavyweight title. I think this is going to be pretty darn good, too.
As long as there's no Genie, it'll be good.
What do you mean?
A Genie, remember when they had the Hell in the Genie? Came out.
You totally cut out there, brother.
Remember when he
I can't hear you.
Fucked up the Hell in the Cell.
You sound like a robot, son.
You sound like Dave. On the
I can't sound worse than you, sure. Can you hear me now?
No, worse than me. I don't sound bad.
You sound horrible. You need to get a new headset.
Oh, my goodness.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Why are you deflecting this to me? This is your problem.
Yes, that's true. This is really your fault. Come on now.
Anyway, what I was saying is as long as there's no goddamn Genie, like in Hell in a Cell, the match should be good.
I see.
You want to order a fries with that? I couldn't catch that last one.
I actually would like some fries. That would be nice. Have you had the jalapeno fries from Wendy's? Those are awesome.
No, I haven't been to Wendy's in about 5 years.
Okay.
Because
I
watched
food,
I saw that
Craig's real happy that there's a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, dude, I've been there.
Like, there's nothing good to eat there.
Are you out of your mind? They've been in town here for like 2 months, and no lie, there was a 40-minute wait. The parking lot is so ridiculously small at the one nearest me that people are like parking down the street and it's causing traffic jams, and it's ridiculous. You would think the Beatles were in town. You know what I mean? It's
Chick-fil-A?
For Chick-fil-A. And I've been there 3 times. It's amazing.
Dude, Mia Yim just posted a photo on Facebook of the dollhouse, and I can only see the front of Taryn's trunks, and they are freaking tiny. I wish there was a rear shot because these things are like amazingly. There's no way in hell she'd get fired if she wore these on WWE.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not saying it. Anyway. Anyway, so
I'm sure Rollins is going to retain.
Oh yeah, yeah. Totally.
I would give my hideous looking pedigree and win the match.
Yeah,
I should really learn how to do that better.
He's only done it a couple times. Come on now, it takes practice. Wrestling.
Brock's coming back next month, right?
Yep.
You know who has an awesome pedigree?
Who?
My dog.
Leva Bates.
Oh jeez.
Leva Bates. He does it off the top rope.
It just drove me from.
But anyway, I guess we are done with right? That's all the matches they've announced, right?
Yes, sir. That is it. So yeah, check out Elimination Chamber only. Well, if you're in the States, only on the WWE Network this Sunday.
And then we've got 2 weeks worth of Money in the Bank.
That's true. Which Kevin Owens is jockeying for a spot in that. So we'll see how that goes.
You know, I don't really watch the network that much, but I was watching. I just was bored, and I decided to watch something, and I put on, I'm sure Couture's seen it, but Craig, do you ever watch the Roundtables?
I've seen, I think, one of them. Anyway,
those things are fucking, they're awesome. I was watching the manager one, and I know Couture would love this one because they show his favorite angle with Jimmy Garvin and Ric Flair and J.J. Dillon and Ronnie Garvin dressed up in drag. Like, they showed that whole skit. That was awesome. And they actually had, like, Jimmy Garvin was actually on the panel, which was a little different because usually it's, like, the same guys. And him and Michael Hayes were like, they were talking about Sunshine, and Michael Hayes is all, you know, I'm riding in the car with Jimmy, and he's like, hey, Michael, do you know how much money Sunshine makes? And he's like, no, Jimmy, I don't know how much money Sunshine makes. He goes, well, I do. He goes, and I bet Patty would do it a lot cheaper than she would. And we could keep open, we could keep all the money, you know, and It was actually hilarious. I need to go back and rewatch all these shows because they actually do tell a lot of like insider stories that you didn't know. You know, just like little funny tidbit shit. Like I remember, like I saw the like horrible gimmicks, and of course they bring up the Shockmaster, and they're like, "Who's responsible for that?" And fucking Dusty Rhodes just slowly raises his hand. That was me. Shit, but yeah, if anyone wants something on the network to watch, because supposedly they don't get like the classic stuff, doesn't get a lot of views, check out the Roundtable. They're actually really, really good. I wish they'd make more of them.
I like the show with Renee Young on there, a little bitty, I guess Unfiltered or whatever. Have you watched any of those? Anybody?
Nope.
It was pretty cool. Like, she just went, like, to breakfast with Seth Rollins after they talked for, like, 6 minutes. Just, like, a little interview. It's pretty cool. And they did, she interviewed, with Reese Witherspoon on one of them. And, it was pretty good. The Corey Graves one is pretty good, too. He went to the Star Wars thing here last month.
Yes.
Yeah. The Star Wars fan convention or whatever. He did that, and he went to, like the Marvel headquarters or something like that. Another one. So.
That sounds pretty cool. I used to watch the JBL post show on YouTube, and she used to come out on there, and she was really good on there. I remember there was like this big thing where she was gonna have this big meeting with Torito, and they were like doing like that old movie 10 where like Billy Moore is running, and Bo Derek are both like running, and they embrace. So it's like Renee is running all slow motion, all, you know, exaggerated, and Torito's, it was fucking Hornswoggle dressed up in like a bear costume or something. And right when they're getting ready to hug, fucking Renee just fucking reared back and kicked them right in the balls. It was fucking hilarious.
Okay.
And they used to do this thing where, like, they were doing, like, wrestler's courts. And something about Cody, they had, like, a bowling tournament, and Cody cheated. So it was like the wrestler's court was about Cody cheating. And they had Heath Slater in the crowd, and he was dressed like JBL when JBL was, like, the rich dude. And he was, like, JBL's, like rich nephew or whatever, and he's all, like, you know, trying to talk to his uncle, and just JBL just, like, embarrassed that, you know, to be seen with him. That show was actually pretty funny. I haven't seen it in a while. I don't know if they still do it, but, that was
speaking of Cody Rhodes, I popped on Monday when he had the conversation with the Arrow. I thought that was pretty cool because I watched that show. So
I guess you have to watch the show. I have been so disinterested in Cody Rhodes for months now.
I didn't know when he was just Cody Rhodes, same with Goldust. They had a great
right.
match.
Yeah, I feel stupid. I feel badly because he's a really good wrestler.
Yeah.
And they've got him wrapped up in this gimmick that is just watering down any credibility he had whatsoever. And I don't
he had credibility when he was doing the Phantom of the Opera or when he was doing
Cody.
Or
he was actually doing pretty good when he was doing the Phantom of the Opera stuff. I thought that was a cool character.
At least it was compelling. You know what I mean? He wasn't out there getting squashed in a minute 30. The booking of that man with all that talent has been absolutely mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't interesting as a good-looking kid who knew how to wrestle. Hello.
Yeah.
You know, what gimmick, quote-unquote gimmick, is Randy Orton? What gimmick does he really have?
He's an asshole.
He's the Viper.
Yeah, okay, he's the Viper. But he doesn't... You know what I mean. It's not like he's Skinner. Yeah, so, anyway, I feel sorry for Cody. They need to do something, or I wish Goldust's arm was healed and they could bring him back, because at least that was something to feed off of.
They didn't do nothing with him when they broke up. They just had one match. It's like a fluke win by Goldust, and that was it.
Well, Dustin had surgery on his shoulder last week, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but I'm sure it didn't help.
Saw today that Sheamus got cast in the next Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is he just going to be himself, or is he going to actually be wearing a fucking rhinoceros costume?
Who, Sheamus?
Yeah, because isn't the character in the comic book like a rhinoceros or something?
I don't know, it's called Rocksteady. I don't even know what kind of... I don't know if he's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Characters.
I've been seeing like pictures, and like they keep showing two, like they're two like henchmen, and he's one of them, and one of them is like a rhinoceros, like a rhinoceros.
Man. Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about now. I hope not. That would be dumb.
I actually hope so, because that would be awesome.
I don't plan to see the movie. I don't care.
Oh, my goodness.
I watched the other day, I watched a movie I haven't watched in a thing. It must be like 25 years since I've seen this movie. I was clicking around on Hulu looking for something to watch, and I came across Wes Craven's Swamp Thing. Did you ever see that movie?
Yeah. Years and years ago.
I love that fucking movie.
Yeah. that one older chick. That was real hot back in the day. Got like a
Adrian Barbeau.
Yeah, Adrian Barbeau. Oh, my God. Yeah.
She's actually a valet there, like back in the day in Los Angeles. In a thing maybe for, I don't know, maybe in San Francisco or something, like a wrestling promotion out there. She was like a valet. Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah, she was fine.
You got a nice set of tits, I'll say that. Sorry.
That movie, I don't know. It's one of those movies where, on one hand, it was horrible, and on the other hand, it was awesome.
It was kind of scary when he gave the potion, and he turned into like the midget. He looked like a little wart or something like that. He looked like a rat. Getting the shit out of me. Then the guy turned into turned into something that looked like some kind of big pig or something. It was a good movie. I remember it. And it was scary at the time.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig, did you see the next month on Hulu, they're bringing out every season of Seinfeld?
Didn't they fucking pay up the ass for that?
I don't know.
I'm sure they
did.
I'm
glad they are. I plan to watch it.
That was what I grew up on. I just grew up on. What am I saying? I love that stuff. It's great.
Yeah, there's CBS still shows it like two episodes every day.
That's true.
Another movie I found on Hulu that I hadn't seen in years. I watched Flash Gordon. Did you ever see that?
That's like one of the greatest movies of all time.
The one that had a queen doing the music.
Yeah.
That was an awesome movie.
That's an awesome soundtrack too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie is that was awesome. Depending on the sequel.
Did you ever watch Daredevil, Craig?
I have not even started, and shame on me. I know. I've got to get on it. You know, a movie that I've been looking for, and it's been so many years, but there was an actual Buck Rogers movie before the TV show came out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find that thing anywhere.
Was this like starring the people that were in the TV show? Was this like just like
exactly.
A movie? That,
exactly. The same people that were in the TV show, but it was an actual movie because I remember going to the theater and drive-in theater at that and watching it when I was a kid. And I have never been able to find that thing. And you can buy like copies on eBay, but who wants that? You know.
Aaron Gray was hot.
Oh, yes, sir. She helped me. She helped me grow up. Wink, wink.
Which one? Did you discover yourself?
I did.
One? The chick that was with Buck Zumhoff or the princess? Because the princess was pretty damn hot.
Buck Zumhoff.
What?
Buck
Rogers. Buck Rogers. Not Buck Zumhoff, you pervert.
I'm dying.
Hey, Zumhoff molested the little robot. It looked like a little girl.
Oh, Lord, Ed, that was the biggest Freudian slip ever.
And the robot's head looked like a fucking penis head.
That's true. That is true.
What was his fucking name? Didn't he say something like Waka Waka or no? That was Fozzie Bear.
His name was Twiggy.
Waka Waka, like his Fozzie Bear.
He used to say something like that though.
His name?
I don't remember.
It was like Boogada Boogada or something like that.
I don't remember that movie. You should look up an episode of Waka Waka and watch it.
Oh, my God.
I just randomly look up old shows sometimes on YouTube just to see if they got stuff up. Like one day, for some reason, I had them on my Fantasy Island. I think I just watched, The Man with the Golden Gun that had Tattoo in it. And so I watched an episode of Fantasy Island. The other day, I watched an episode of Chip with Erica Estrada.
Okay. Yeah.
I just randomly looked that kind of shit up.
I just watched like the pilot episode of Taxi just the other day. That was a good show.
Wow. Oh, my face hurts from giggling.
Hey, Clay, did you ever watch that Memphis Heat documentary?
No, I never did see that. I was
trying to get Brian to loan it to me, but that was like pulling teeth.
What documentary?
Memphis Heat. You know, the Memphis Wrestling documentary came out a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw it on Amazon. I was thinking about watching it this evening because they had it on Amazon to rent. So I saw the they have the Human Centipede Part 3.
Oh,
Brie Olsen's in that. Brie Olsen is in that.
Not only that, but at the head of the centipede is the human wrecking machine Zeus. So, had a wrestling connection.
Even with Brie Olsen,
they go through a prison and they attach 500 inmates to each other. So, should be fun.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Okay, with that, I'll do the plugs because I know Craig's just dying here. Everyone, check out AngryMarks.com. You can download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com along with a lot of other shows. Just check out AngryMarks.com. You can also download and stream our show at BlogTalkRadio.com/Contrer that, and older shows at BlogTalkRadio.com /Edward-Laredo. You can follow me at Facebook at Edward Laredo, and you can follow me at Twitter at Ed San Antonio.
And you can follow me on Twitter. It's my last name, Proper, and the word jam behind it, so Proper Jam on Twitter.
You can go to youtube.com/Contrer. About once a week, I'm putting up on, I got a bunch of stuff from Memphis. The newest stuff is Memphis 1989. I'm putting up I'm adding about one episode a week to that, and they just had the professional debut of the Master of Pain. You know who that was, Ed?
The Master of Pain is the Undertaker.
That's right. Just made his professional debut. He came out and
thank you for
got out of a prison in Atlanta for killing a guy. So.
And thank you for not asking me because I would have gotten that completely wrong.
And he then went on to be, he was the Punisher in World Class or USWA after that. And he was.
Yeah, and then wasn't he was the Unabomb? Unabomb and Smokey.
No, that was Kane.
That was Kane.
Yeah.
He was also, Red River Jack?
He was Red River. Yeah, I think he was when they were doing the thing where Brody came back and Tame were Red River Jack. It was like, that was like an 87 or something. So he was.
Yeah, that's
some
of his first matches, actually.
Yeah. And he's managed on Memphis. He's managed by Dutch Mantel, a.k.a. Zeb Coulter. So.
You got any last words before we go, Craig?
No, I think I'm going to go watch some New Japan.
Katrina, you got any last words?
No. Waka, waka, waka. So what? What's involved in the 25th
one? To be the man, you gotta beat the man.
You wanna find out how good you are? You're looking at the mansion shit. Let's go, hook him up!
Tonight.